Have a chat to Les Bridge yesterday because great news coming through re his star galloper that we will get to see continue race on here in Australia. And I speak of Classic Legend. Morning, Les. How are you, mate?
Michael, yeah, I'm fine.
Were you a bit nervous before this slot came up that we may have seen the last of Classic Legend in Australia?
Well, you don't want to lose a horse like that. Now I'm glad he's staying anyway. It's good.
Well, now that he's on track and you've got your target, your slot for the Everest, what are you going to do? What's the preparation going to look like for Classic Legend?
Well, I'm going to go and have a look at him on Tuesday in the Spelling paddock, and then we'll plan everything out after that. Yeah.
He couldn't have done much more in his campaign so far. Four starts for three wins and a very unlucky second where he got beaten in the Derby Munro. Well, you've trained a lot of good horses, Les. How good is this horse?
At this stage, he's just about as good as anything I've trained, I reckon. So, you know the story. They've got to keep making those improvements as they go along. But I think he's worth the owner buying the slot in the horse in the race. So, we'll see what unfolds. But, I think he's a really good horse.
And how much more improvement do you think he's got? Because to do what he's done, that campaign, could we see him improve quite a lot in between?
Well, he'll have to win an Everest, So you'll have to just keep going up a grade all the time. But, I think he will. So we'll see what happens. But, he's a lovely horse.
Is he a pure sprinter or can he get out further?
Oh, I think if you train him pretty, he'd run 1,600, no trouble myself.
So you've got ambitions as well for the Golden Eagle?
We'll just worry about the Everest first. Yeah, worry about that. And if he runs well in that, then we can worry. Yeah, when you go for a race like the Everest, you just concentrate on it. And then what happens after happens. But, yeah, you don't want two things on your mind at the same time.
You've been around a while, Les. Did you ever envisage that you'd have a runner and a horse that's going to be a very good chance in a $14 million race?
No, I think I won the first $1 million Melbourne Cup, so I never thought I'd have one in a $14 million race, but the world's changing quick, and now, truth is, I never did think I'd be running for that sort of money.
How would an Everest sit next to a Melbourne Cup on the mantelpiece?
Be great.
a bit more money.
Yep.
Well, mate, Les, congratulations on getting your star galloper, who could be the best you've ever had. Classic Legend, who's going to race on here in Australia now that he's got himself an Everest slot. We'll look forward to following his progress towards the Everest.
Thanks very much.
Oh, I better ask you too. You got one today at Hawkesbury. Zanardi?
Yeah, I'm in the first race, yes. It goes okay. It's $2.40. It's a short price for that, but it should run well just the same.
All right. Good luck today, Les.
Okay.
Les Bridge. Of course, he won the Melbourne Cup Kensai 1987, I think it might have been. So I think What a Nuisance might have been the first $1 million Melbourne Cup in 85. But